Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Herpers, we are back. Welcome back to the official Wynonna Earp podcast. I know it has been a couple weeks. We have taken much needed R&R to recover from that mid-season finale. But we are back here at Shorty's to have a few drinks. I am your host, Rachel Ziola, joined by my co-host,
Katie Wilson.
How's it going?
I'm so excited and also, like, sad because it is finally sinking in that this is our last podcast episode until the season comes back.
Yeah, I know. I know. But, you know, I'm trying to look at it like, you know, we're only, it's only going to get better. I mean, this first season of this podcast has been, you know, with this season, you and I have been so much fun. I'm just excited for the adventures that we're going to have for the second six of the season and our second half of our new season of our podcast. So I think, you know, it's bittersweet as are most things, but I'm excited to be here at Shorty's having a drink.
Waverly wants you to join her at Shorty's for nachos.
You know, we always cheers at the end of every single official Wynonna Earp podcast episode. But today we were like, you know what? This is the finale. This is kind of like the wrap party for now, you know, for the mid-season finale. And if it's a wrap party, we got to be at Shorty's and we have to have a lot of drinks.
We're going to cheers the entire episode. We're just going to cheers the entire episode. One long cheers of the entire episode today. We actually made some fancy cocktails to enjoy this. For those Earpers that would like to join in the happy hour with us, we have what I am calling a beautiful docktail, and not a ducktail, but a docktail that, you know, has a little bit of whiskey. It's got that fall, you know, we're moving into fall. I love a good fall vibe. And we posted the recipe on our social handles, so you can check that out at Sci-Fi Fangirls, and as well as our personal Twitters. It's very good. It's very, very sweet. I know that you are also mixing up the drinks, though, right? You got a couple different cheers, ways of cheers this episode.
You know, I thought if we were going to be cheersing throughout the whole episode, if this is kind of like a wrap party at Shorty's, then I had to have a different drink to kind of represent different characters in the show,
okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I also had a limited supply of what I have
in my house.
It's fair. So, on that note, I have the classic whiskey,
sure.
Of course, representing Doc, representing Wynonna, and pretty much every person who wants to go to Shorty's. But then I have some kombucha, which I feel like is a very Waverly drink. It's you know, it just gives me kind of like that Waverly vibe. I also have some rosé here, which I feel would be like such a Mercedes drink.
I
feel like she would reach for a rosé.
Yeah.
And then I have just some classic red wine, some Cabernet Sauvignon. And I feel like maybe...
I was going to say, I think Nicole is like a nice red wine, right?
Right?
A cab?
Yeah.
I could totally see her drinking a cab. That feels right.
I think so. So I have a wide variety of drinks here, and I'm not necessarily planning on drinking them all, but we will see where the day takes us.
See what this episode, what kind of cheers is appropriate for that. Good thing to know that they serve all those things at Shorty's, right? It's a drink for everybody at Shorty's. That's like kind of one of my favorite parts of shows and thinking about shows is like sometimes thinking about what we don't see and like what these characters do in their off time and like where, like how do they do their laundry or like what kind of where would they go grocery shopping or, you know, I think that's always fun. So I like to think about Nicole drinking a red wine on like a wine. Like, do you think she's part of a book club? I feel like she'd be part of a book club.
Maybe. Yeah. But like also here at Sci-Fi, we always, for some reason, have been interested in asking the cast what types of food they would, their characters would be. So I remember they were asked, like, if you were a donut, kind of donut would you be? And then I got to ask them if they were a sandwich, what kind of sandwich would they be? So I feel like what a missed opportunity that we could do for the next half of the season.
Yeah.
We can ask the cast what type of drink would their characters be.
Now, did they say it as their characters or did they say it as themselves? Do you remember if the question was?
I don't remember, but I want to know both.
Because the truth is they all are very similar, I think. But I think the big differences would be, I feel like Tim's sandwich and drink would be different and Tim's, you know, donut would be different compared to Doc's. I think they're similar but different. And I think Kat's would be a little bit different, too. I think Kat Nicole's would be a little bit different. I feel like Mel's would probably be the same for both Wynonna.
Yeah, probably. They're very similar.
Well, speaking of drinks and talking about drinks, I think this is an episode that, you know, I know I've been waiting for, is the episode where we find out how many predictions you got right, Katie, and how many shots of whiskey I take because of that.
Oh, boy. I mean, here's the thing. I feel like I missed out on an opportunity to give more of those, you know, to make more.
I don't think we played the game as hard as we could have, and I'm going to be thankful for that because
I am too. I would have hated for you to have to take like 10 shots right now.
I know, but it would have made for a good podcast. I'm not going to lie.
But we have our drinks, and you know what? You still have to do 3 shots because I predicted 3 things correctly. And I also made some predictions that we have not found the answers about yet. So I'm, you know, still holding out.
Yeah,
for
let's
those.
Just lay those out now so that we're prepared for next. So we can check back, like we can, you know, see the receipts because we have some of these 3 things I have to take a shot for. And I believe that we made these, but I just want to make sure that the receipts are shown for the second half of the season, because I have a feeling a lot of answers are going to be made and that you're going to be able to make some predictions. And so what are your 2, I think you have 2, right? 2 main predictions thus far for the second half of the season that if they come up right, I have to take a shot of whiskey.
Yes. So I believe, well, I know for a fact that one of them is, I believe Waverly chose the book with her name on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
From season 4, episode 2, mm-hmm. when they're in the garden. And then
You think that Wayhat's going to get married?
Yes. And then the second one was, I am totally predicting a Wayhat wedding for the last half of this season.
Okay.
That's just those are my 2 cents. I have some more, but I feel like maybe we should wait until, you know, the next episode comes back.
But we'll put those down, you know, take note of those, and those will be 2 for next time. But for this round...
Oh, wait, I had one more.
Oh, yeah?
One more is that I don't think Rachel's mom is dead.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was my other one.
Because we didn't see her face. We didn't see her face.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know.
Oh, for sure. No one checked.
No one checked.
That's so dumb. You got to check. You always got to check. And also, why didn't they have a funeral once they found her?
Well, I think, you know, there were zombies chasing them. And we also don't know what happened in that year and a half. They might have had one. We just weren't there. They might
That's
have had.
Fair.
Nicole might have thrown a very nice memorial service for Rachel and Rachel's mom.
That's fair.
We don't know. But that's something, that's what, you know, you're making a good guess. But the 3 that I have to actually take shots for, as I take out my shot glass and my whiskey.
And I'm watching you.
Yeah, this is all happening. I'm taking out.
She's method, guys. She's method.
I'm going to commit, you know. I'm not a person that can pretend. So you said that first one was that the Nicole that we saw at the end was not the real Nicole. Right?
Right. And that was from the first episode of season 4, where at the very, very end, we see Nicole just appear in the garden. And I was like, I don't think so.
And that was a right prediction, even though I agreed.
Oh my gosh, that's a big shot. That's a big shot.
It's a full shot.
Okay.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers. Dang. Dang. Woo! I could not take three shots of whiskey. I would fall over.
Well, we'll see how the rest of this podcast goes, Katie.
This is gonna get really fun. This is why it's the wrap party. Okay, and then the next one was, I said that I thought that there was going to be some new fantasy creature, I guess. Some sort of new monster that we haven't seen on the show yet.
You did.
And what did we get?
We got zombies.
Yeah.
We got zombies. Did we get any other ones? That was the main one. I'm trying to remember if we got any new...
I mean, Nedley was the
yeah, the kombucha monster, but we're unsure what that... I think he was called something else, but I like calling him the kombucha monster.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so we got zombies.
Mm-hmm.
You never see in movies or people... Actually, they do this in Wynonna Earp a lot, where they're like, give me so many shots, and then they do like a bunch of shots and then throw them down. I'm like, I wonder if I'll ever be that kind of person. Turns out, Wynonna Earp makes me that kind of person. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right.
This is amazing.
All right. And the last one.
The last one was probably the easiest to predict, but I predicted we'd have like the official Way Hot engagement.
Which it was. It was official. Did she put a ring on her finger? I actually don't remember.
Well, she gave her Bolshar's ring.
She did? I guess we didn't talk about this. She threw Bolshar's ring away when they were up in the garden. So it came back to her and then she still gave it to her? I want to know where the ring is, you know? I mean, she asked her to marry her and it was a very beautiful engagement, but, you know, where was the ring? You know, I asked my girlfriend to marry me like pretty much all the time. I don't have a ring, but I
so
always...
So it's not real unless there's a ring.
Well, I'm not... Whoa. I'm not saying that the Way Hot engagement is not real. Do not... Nobody attack me. I'm just saying that you did
it get... It was perfect, Rachel.
It was perfect
because she had already given her a ring.
Right, that's true.
It just
that's
was
true.
The wrong ring. And now maybe... If,
that's true.
If the show loves us, maybe we'll get like a ring shopping episode. Because,
yes.
Like, how adorable would it be for, like, Nicole and Wynonna to, like, be going out ring shopping and, you know, I don't know. Or maybe they just give each other rings when they're, like, committing to each other for life at the altar. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, either way, it was perfect. It was perfect.
That's a real question I have is when, like, I guess it's like, are we getting two rings, my girlfriend and I? Like, are we, like, how do you, that's a real question that I have. That I like, I guess it depends on each couple. So we'll have to see, like, do you think maybe there'll be a Nicole proposal back? Like, where there'll be, or is that it? Or, like, who gets the ring? You know, I think there's still a lot that I'm very excited to.
Yeah, I feel like Waverly made it super, like, clear that she wanted to be the one to do it. I don't think there'll be another proposal. I just think that some people like one ring. Some people like love engagement rings, right?
Yeah.
But then there's other people who are like, let's just spend the money and get beautiful wedding bands. Mm. Or each of us can get engagement rings, you know? Mm-hmm. And that could also be our wedding band. Because maybe they both want engagement rings.
That's true. Because you might, yeah. Have I distracted you enough to keep me from taking this shot that I poured that's sitting in front of me?
You did. Dang it. You're good.
It's my fault for bringing it back.
Get on it.
I'm honest. Again, I don't know how many times I've cheers to this in my professional life, in my personal life, about the Way Hot engagement. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that. I will even cheers with you.
Woo. So that was three shots of whiskey.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, well, you know, I got to live up to my word, right?
And I would like to remind you that, like, this was your idea.
You're totally right. It was my idea. I if you ask anyone that knows me, I definitely am a sucker for shots. I've gotten better in my older years.
In
my older years, but I am a person that, you know, a shot just really brings people together, you know? I mean, you're like, we're going to bond over this horrible, disgusting thing we're going to take a shot of that's going to burn, but then it's going to be better, you know? I don't know. There's just something about a shot that I really appreciate.
And I'm the opposite because I've never really liked taking shots.
Yeah. Well, I don't necessarily like it's not like I necessarily enjoyed the flavor of it. I went like taking a shot of like chocolate is a little bit better, but it's not as bonding to me. I think there's something, you know, is like bonding about you That's and true. Like another person and being like, let's cheers over this thing. Yeah, cheers. Then you take a shot. But I can appreciate though now as I'm getting older that, you know, slow and steady wins the race in the drinking world.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. You know, since we're, you know, still on the topic of drinks, we have to chat a little bit about this kombucha that I have.
You are goals.
No, he is not goals. He needs water.
Or maybe he needs...
Don't say kombucha.
So after our incredible episode with the lovely and talented Martina, who plays Rachel on the show, we talked a whole lot about kombucha and how we weren't fans of it.
Not fans.
At all. And literally, like, the next day after that episode aired, I got an email from a company called Rowdy Mermaid. And they're like, hey, guys, we listened to the podcast, and we were really sad to hear that you guys don't like kombucha. Can we please try to change your mind? Let us send you kombucha.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
And that's exactly what they did. I am holding the Rowdy Mermaid Watermelon Bloom Kombucha, and I am terrified.
I have the Rowdy Mermaid Savory Peach. Mine says immunity. What does yours do? Does it say, it should say above the...
Hydrate.
Oh, hydrate. I need that one. Which one is that? It's the watermelon. I just took 3 shots of whiskey. You know, it's so funny. As much as I don't necessarily love kombucha, the fact that a kombucha company was listening to our podcast, whoever was from that company, made me feel really cool. Because I was like, for some reason, it just made me think like, oh, this hipster kombucha company listens to our podcast? Like, wow.
I love it. Okay, so, you know, like, I'm doing this live during the podcast, so I just want to say thank you to Rowdy Mermaid for sending us kombucha, and I apologize if I hate it, but I am going to be truthful, opening it, and this is going to be my first taste of this kombucha. I'm not going to lie, it doesn't smell, it smells interesting.
Mine smells like peach. Mine actually smells like peach. Does yours smell like watermelon?
Maybe. Okay. Should we try it? Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Mine's actually really good.
Okay. I don't hate it.
I don't hate it. This peach is good.
It doesn't smell great, but it doesn't taste like how it smelled to me.
This one's actually really good. I'm not going to lie. I did try the one that Katie tried before we got to this, this taste test, but I did not try the peach before. This is my first time trying the peach, and I recommend it. Savory peach. This one's, I think, probably the really good. The best one I think I've had so far.
Interesting. Yeah. It's definitely a different flavor. It's got watermelon, soursop. I don't know what that is. Hibiscus and rose.
Well, that was good. So, you know, I guess we could be, you know, I don't know what the, you know, terms of engagement are here, but Rowdy Mermaid, a fan. Decent. The first, yeah. I will say this is the first kombucha that I have had that I enjoyed in some way.
I agree. I probably wouldn't reach for a kombucha over a glass of wine, but I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it.
And that ends the kombucha segment of this drinking of this happy hour.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We're going to play a little game because what we do well on podcast is play games. And what we're going to do is Katie and I are both going to get a character from this season. And we each have to try to, within less than 60 seconds, recap the first six episodes from the point of view of that character.
Oh my gosh, this is so fun. Can we choose our own characters or?
No, they're going to be chosen for us.
Uh-oh. Oh no.
So both Katie and I have been assigned randomly two characters that we have to tell the story of the first, or recap the first six episodes from that character's point of view. Impressions and lines welcome, I think is what, I think that's what we were told. But okay, so Katie has got to recap it from Nicole's point of view. How do you feel about that?
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous.
And I have to recap it from Doc's point of view.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so fun though. Okay. And we only have a minute?
We have 60 seconds and we're going to be rudely interrupted by a loud sound when our time runs out.
Okay. I want you to go first.
Okay. Let me drink more of this drink. Okay.
You got to get your right Doc voice on.
Ready? Go. I am a weapon. Oh no. Where am I? I am in the garden. In the garden. Where's Waverly? Waverly! Doc finds Waverly. Waverly is in the garden and Doc is there and they find each other and then they find a weird guy and the weird guy cuts off his head and they're like, we gotta feed this garden with all this blood. Why is there all this blood? And so finally they keep feeding the garden and then Waverly feeds it with her blood. Doc falls asleep and then there's
Wait a second. Hold on. You're not doing this right. What? It all has to be from Doc's perspective.
Oh, you're so right. Okay.
Yeah, you went from Doc and I was like, I'm so here for this. And then all of a sudden Doc went away and Rachel was explaining to me.
Yeah.
You gotta be Doc the whole time.
Okay. All right.
Restart that timer.
Okay. I am the weapon. I am here and I'm in the garden. Where in the garden is Waverly? Waverly! Waverly! There's Waverly. Where is she? She's tied up. I'm so strong. I can pull this thing out of a well. It has to be a well, does it not? And I pulled it out of the well and I saved Waverly. And then we kind of got really tired and we found this weird guy and we had to cut off his head and his head was missing and we had to feed the blood and we didn't know what was going on. Then we went and I fell asleep in the garden and all of a sudden there was a version of a person that was all of the different things and it was Nicole, but it wasn't Nicole. And I was in the garden and I don't know. And all of a sudden I left the garden and I also, started wearing leather this season. And then I went into this sexy bar called the Glory Hole and was not sure that was the name of the latrine, but it was. And I met this kind of demon thing that named Eamon that I had a kind of a sexy thing with. And all of a sudden everything was going okay. And I thought I was going to fix the feud between the Clantons and we did not. Instead, I am at odds with Lord Nona.
Did you even get through the whole season?
I jumped a couple episodes.
Oh my God, that was so funny though.
I think what I missed is I got through the first episode real good. And then,
oh my gosh.
And then we skipped pretty much most of it and I started wearing leather. And then we went right to the Clantons. And I couldn't remember the Clanton name real quick there for a second. I think that was pretty good. I think I covered it. I'm going to go with it.
I mean, you did a really good job, and I'm just trying to remember things.
It's hard in the moment to think about it. All right. Are you ready, Katie?
Hold on. I need to become Nicole. Hang on.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do you need some of my red hair?
I do. I'm so out of touch with redheads. Okay. I need to. Okay. Sometimes I wish this was a video podcast. Okay. You tell me when.
Go.
I woke up on a train and Kate was there and she wanted me to name her firstborn Katie, which I will absolutely do. And then I couldn't find Waverly and she's been gone for so long. And then all of a sudden I found Winona and I punched her in the face because she absolutely deserved it. And then I decided to go with Winona and we found and ran into a bunch of zombies and we met this new girl named Rachel, but it wasn't Waverly and I was really upset the entire time. And then all of a sudden, 18 months, 3 weeks and 4 days went by and then I saw my Waverly and we, you know, experimented on stairs and most people think it wouldn't work, but it worked. Okay. Just believe it. And then I was with my Waverly and it was amazing, but I did something really bad and I made a deal with mom. No, really? That's it?
That was pretty close though. That was real good. I like that we experimented on stairs.
Oh my God, I didn't even make it to like episode 3. That's really difficult.
I thought that was pretty good.
Wow.
We didn't get to the engagement, wow. But I think that's hard, right?
I 1 minute even you get caught to up in the... Her- I didn't even get to her being a frog. Ugh. Or a ghost. In a beautiful dress. Whatever. It's so difficult.
You ERPers at home should try it and take a video of yourself or record it and send it to us and see if you could do it as quick as we can.
Without scripting it, because I swear to you, we did not script that.
We're improv over here. For better or for worse.
Not well.
For better or for worse. It's all real, what you're getting over here at the official Winona Earp podcast. That was amazing. That was really fun.
Oh, I'm so sad I didn't make it very far, but it's fine.
I didn't get really far either. It just, you know, you got to hit the highlights, you know, the highlights.
Yeah. Well, engagement was a highlight.
Yeah, that's true.
I should have just skipped to it. And we're engaged. I did a bad thing and we're engaged. Oh my goodness, that was very difficult. So we talk a whole lot about Winona Earp and how much we love Winona Earp and all of our favorite moments and characters, but there's something that I feel like we haven't had a whole lot of time to do, and we're going to do that right now. I would love to play a little game called Get to Know Your Host Better.
Get to know your host.
Yeah.
Because
I love that game.
Rachel, I've been working with you for like months now, and I slowly learn more and more about you like as we work together. But I want the audience to also get to know you because you're pretty awesome.
Well, Katie, same thing with you. I mean, I know that this is your second season. I'm new as a co-host, but I think that this is, you know, I think it's exciting. You know, I think people are enjoying us. That's what I've heard on the Twitter. But, you know, I think I'm excited to share. I think for our fans to get a little bit to know about us. So, I don't know. What should we... Do you have questions?
Yes, I do. Because we did kind of brush on this in our pre-season episode, but you love musical theater. I love musical theater.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I want to hear your musical theater journey, and then I can tell you mine.
Amazing. So, when I was in third grade... my parents took me to New York City for the day. I was 8, and so this was 1997, maybe. And I saw the original production of Cats. And that was my first musical, and it was... and I don't know how I got into musical theater, because that musical was terrifying.
I was going to say, I remember sitting
on the edge of the chairs, because I was so excited to be there. And I'm sitting there and the lights go down. I'm like, it's starting. And I turn to the left and this cat with these giant eyes is like in my face. And I literally was like, oh my God, I was terrified. And it was the scariest, it was terrifying. And then that was my first show. And I don't know how I was still into it. I think my mom came to New York in the 70s to do theater, and she did it. She was here for like a year or whatever. She didn't stay that long. So theater was always a big part of my life. And, you know, we saw shows and stuff a lot. And so we came to New York again like a year or so later, and we saw Annie Get Your Gun with Bernadette Peters. I was 9. I think I maybe just turned 10, but I was 9. And I remember sitting, I was first row mezzanine, and I remember her singing, I can do anything better than you. And I was like so empowered as both a woman and like just in general, like how awesome the whole experience was. And after that, I was like sold. I was like, I'm never stopped doing musical theater. I watched Sunday in the Park with George and Into the Woods on DVD, or I'm sorry, on VHS. On VHS before I went to bed every night, because I was so obsessed with Bernadette Peters that I needed to watch it. And here's another fun fact. I once was working somewhere where I met Bernadette Peters, and I geekingly like told her, like, I got, I just want to know, like, you're like really important to me. And like, I had met her at Stage Doors before, like, but just like she signed my program and that was it. But I saw her and I was like, I just want you to know that, like, I, you know, you were really important to me. Like, when growing up, I used to watch those on VHS every Sunday in the Park with George and Into the Woods. And she was like, oh, okay. She was like so quiet. She didn't know how to respond. I mean, I guess I wouldn't know how to respond either. But and then after that, I just have always done, you know, nothing crazy big or anything, but like all kinds of musical theater and listened to it all and everything.
Were you ever in any musicals?
I did a lot of community theater growing up. I was a big part of like a children's theater that was an interactive child's theater. So they would do like classic, like Disney-esque show. Like they did, well, they were like Cinderella and stuff, but they'd be like a twist on them where like the kids could be like interactive and you would sing with the kids and stuff like that. So I did a lot of that. But my favorite show I was probably ever in, not my favorite, but I really liked being in the child's version of Into the Woods.
Oh my, you are so obsessed with Into the Woods.
What about you? How did you get into musical theater?
Oh God. Okay. So I was a kid and I would always be like singing in my room to like Britney Spears and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and A-Teens. And I'd be like screaming at the top of my lungs. And
I'm sorry, did you say A-Teens?
You know that's exactly what I said.
How about, what about S Club 7?
Ain't no party like an S Club party.
S Club party.
Are you kidding me? I am 90s is the one that you referenced. Trash. Are you kidding? Sign me up for any girl group, boy band from the 90s, and I was obsessed.
Were you a Spice Girls fan?
Duh.
That was another VHS that I rotated in. It was literally Into the Woods, Sunday in the Park with George, and then Spice World.
You know, Spice World's not available to download, or not download, but to stream anywhere right now? Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to actually like find my DVD. Like, I know that sounds so stupid. Like, oh, I have to go like find a DVD, because usually everything is streaming and you cannot find Spice World, which is crazy. Anyway. Obsessed.
Back to, sorry. Yeah,
I was obsessed, and I used to make like little, kind of like, actory musical theatery, like home movies that I would send my cousin. It's kind of like being a pen pal, but like a video pen pal. My parents bought me like this, like really like big video camera, and I was like making YouTube videos before YouTube even existed, and just kind of like sending them back and forth between myself and my cousin. Anyway, forwarding. My mom was like, hey, Katie, maybe you should think about, like, you know, joining the church choir or, like, singing. And I was like, ew, mom, no. I never want to sing ever. Singing, I would never, ever want a job, or I'm never going to have to, like, do anything when I grow up that involves singing. So why would I do that? And I was, like, such a little shit about it. Like, I was like, no, I hate singing. But I was always obsessed with music. And I loved musical movies. And Grease was, like, one of my favorite musical movies. And a friend of mine was like, hey, you know that they're this local children's theater is doing Grease, like, and you love it. And I was like, yep, I'm going to go audition for Grease. And my parents were like, what? I was like, yeah, I'm going to go do this. And I was like 12. And they're like, oh God, this, like, our daughter's going to go and embarrass herself. She's going to go.
Your parents thought you were going to embarrass yourself.
Well, yeah, because I'd never sung in front of a person in my whole life.
Oh, okay. So you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, I was the type of kid that didn't even want to sing in front of my parents. So, but literally got to the audition and stood up in front of a whole room of people and sang. And then I ended up getting Patty Simcox.
Oh my God. gosh.
And so my parents were shocked. They were like, we didn't think she'd get in. And we also didn't think she'd even like, and if she did, we thought she'd be ensemble. So anyway, I kind of started my musical theater journey. I ended up doing loads and loads of musicals throughout junior high and high school. I ended up doing Grease again as Sandy. I did, I was a narrator in Joseph.
Did you do it in high school?
I think I was probably like maybe, well, I don't know how old, like what grade you're in and like when you're 14, 15, but then I did Grease again as Sandy. And then I was the narrator in Joseph. And then I did High School Musical twice as Sharpay. Two separate productions.
My high school, my senior year did High School Musical. Kelsey, the piano player.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. Yeah. So I did one. I did one, and it was in like this rinky dink little theater. And then we have this really big theater in Phoenix that I was lucky enough to get cast in, and it was awesome. We like all won a bunch of awards and stuff. It was awesome. But anyway, like I like never did theater again, which is kind of sad after that, because I love theater and I'm like such a huge musical theater buff and love so many different shows. And but yeah, like every time, like you, like there's people listening who are like, you sing on YouTube, you have like singing stuff on YouTube. It's like, yeah, but it's different to do a song on YouTube versus like being in a show, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have any like dream roles?
Yeah. I mean, I think my dream role would be,
if you say Into the Woods, I will reach through the screen. No, I'm kidding.
No, I think I feel very torn on it because I think my dream role would probably be Mimi from Rent.
Oh my gosh.
I just have always had a thing. I think I should have known back then, but I've always had a thing for like troubled women.
Oh my god.
And so
I'm just picturing you like on the scaffolding. What's the time?
Yes. I had, when I was in high school, I had a band that we did a couple like very few performances, but we covered Out Tonight and Time Warp, like a rock version of it.
Oh my god.
And I, you know, we were called I kind of forget, there's like Razzle Dazzle. That was the name of our band. And we did rock covers. We did Hedwig. We did rock covers of musical songs. Most of them were rock songs to begin with, but we like twisted them a little. I think Mimi, I don't know. As I get older, Mimi gets more annoying. She was like much cooler as I was younger. And I was like, aww. Oh, isn't that so cool? She's edgy. And now I'm like, she should have just gotten her life together. Like, I don't know. As I get older, I'm like more responsible. And I'm like, she's ridiculous. Like, I don't know. We should not have been doing drugs. I don't know why we were, you know.
Oh, that's a great role. That's a great role. Do you have any others?
What about you? I don't know. I'm trying to think. What am I listening to right now that I'm really into? I do think it would be really fun to play Dot from Sunday in the Park with George, with not doing Into the Woods. I do like her songs. A Sondheim show would be fun, but now you got me going. I'd also really be into, like, I don't know if they'd ever go this way, but how amazing would it be if the MC from Cabaret was a woman?
I think
I would be a great MC from Cabaret.
Oh my gosh.
I love Cabaret.
That's awesome. Those are good ones. Those are like ones I wouldn't think of. Oh God. Mine are like such, like, if you were to search like theater kid on TikTok, like these are the answers that would come up, because that's me. I'm like such a basic hashtag theater kid. Elphaba, of course, is one. Let's just like reach
Elphaba
for the stars.
And not Glinda?
No.
Just because your voice? Or?
I cannot. No, I mean, I'm a belter. I'm like a loud belter. I am not a...
Got it.
I am not a very good soprano, I guess. And then Elle Woods and Legally Blonde, the musical. One of my favorite musicals.
That's a great one.
Ever. Yeah. It's like one of those roles.
Did you ever watch the MTV show The Search for...
Please.
Elle Woods.
Not only did I watch it as it was airing, like back in 2007.
Yes.
But I also rewatched it recently because I was obsessed.
Where did you watch it? I've been thinking about watching it.
All the episodes are on YouTube.
Yes.
They really are. But one thing that pissed me off is I wanted to audition for that show, but it was 18 plus. And I wasn't 18 yet, because I was like 17 and I was so upset. So I was like, I like have to play this role one time in my life. I mean, yeah. So hopefully one day I can be Elle Woods in Legally Blonde the musical. I'm trying to think if there are any others. Like, I'm super into musicals right now, but probably not roles I'd want to that I would play. But like, oh my God, I'm so into like Hadestown right now and like Beetlejuice and like Mean Girls musical. Oh, so good. Regina George. It's like,
be a good, yeah.
Oh my God.
Katie, we're very different. You're like, I want to be Lee. I want to be Elle Woods and Legally Blonde. I'm like, wouldn't it be cool if there was a cool like gender reversal of MC from Cabaret?
Okay, well, I'll give you a gender reversal then. Here, I'm going to throw Obscure at you. One of my favorite musicals of all time is a musical that not many people have heard of, but it's called Altar Boys. It was an off-Broadway show. Do you really know Altar Boys?
I've seen Altar Boys twice.
Shut up. Okay, so I've seen the touring cast of Altar Boys when I was in high school. I was obsessed.
Me too.
I was obsessed so much that they all knew who I was. And I got pulled up on stage for, is it Something About You? Yeah, Something About You, where he sings and he pulls someone up on stage. That was me one time. And I was obsessed. Yeah. And so I have always absolutely loved that musical. And I'm like, I want to be in it.
That would be fun. Well, there's the new show Six that's kind of has similar vibes about that.
Six
have you
is
seen?
Awesome. But it's
I
not
haven't seen it yet.
Boys.
I had tickets to see it before this whole craziness happened. So, one of my favorite, and I don't know if this is, but one of my favorite theater stories that has a whole new meaning to me now that I'm older is when I was younger, I would come to New York a lot with my family to see shows. Like that was like, we never vacationed to beaches. We just came to New York and saw Broadway musicals.
Wow.
So that's like all we did. And one time we came and we saw, we never got tickets to Producers, but we stage doored Producers because I was a nerd and I was like, I have to see, I won all these Tonys. Like we have to meet Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick and all this stuff. And so my mom and I stood in line to try to get, we stood by the stage door to try to get a signature for Producers, and we're standing there and we're waiting and everyone's coming out or whatever, and Nathan Lane comes out and I was so excited. I wanted to see him. I wanted to like get his autograph, and there's so many people. Everyone was yelling. It was at the height of the Producers, a whole big thing. And my mom, who is a very quiet little, like she's not very, like not a very loud, woman, and she says, Nathan, come over here. This is an upcoming thespian. And he looked at my mom and looked at me and was like, he thought she said upcoming lesbian.
Well, she wasn't wrong.
But she wasn't wrong. Which is the truest, best thing. And I tell my mom's story that she's like, yeah, well, I don't know why I didn't know.
God. That is so funny. I stage door a few times, but my favorite was I was like such a big Harry Potter nerd and I was like super obsessed with Daniel Radcliffe, and I saw him in How to Succeed in Business and I stage door that and he signed my playbill and I was like, oh my God, I love him.
Well, I hope that the ERPers at home got a better understanding of Get to Know Your Host.
Our musical theater.
The only thing that they've learned about us is that we love musical
What's your
theater.
Favorite color? Well, rapid fire.
Purple. But, it's been quite the season, huh, Katie? This podcast season, we've laughed, we've cried, we've drank a lot of whiskey, we've gotten to know each other and our fellow ERPers.
It's true. It's been such a great season. And so we are going to be taking a little bit of a break for the official Wynonna Earp podcast. But you better believe we will be back as soon as the last half of season 4 is back. But you know what? If you're kind of looking for something to listen to in the meantime, we've got a really great idea for you.
Yeah, there is a very exciting Xena podcast that is coming out for the 25th anniversary from Sci-Fi Fangirls that Katie will be hosting. And we got some amazing guests on that. Katie is our resident Xena expert as well. So that'll be fun. I'll definitely be listening, Katie.
I'm really excited because just to give a little bit of a tease, but I also may be speaking with some people from the show that may or may not be people who talk about the show that often. And, you know, you'd probably be really interested to hear from. And I'm really excited about it. I just want to tell that I can't.
Well, that means that was a pretty good tease. So everyone should definitely tune into that in the meantime and check out Fangirls. We got some awesome stuff coming up. You know, I think it's time for one final cheers at Shorty's since we've been, you know, spending our happy hour here at Shorty's. Cheers to our podcast and to Wynonna Earp.
Yes, I'm going to cheers to you. You have been such an amazing co-host. I absolutely love sharing this job with you, and chatting Wynonna Earp with another Earper is just, there's nothing better. So cheers to you.
Aw, thanks, Katie. Cheers to us.
Ah.
So good. More whiskey to add to my system.
Oh my goodness.
Well, thank you guys so much for listening and sticking with us all season. Like Katie said, we will be back as soon as the new episodes come back for Wynonna Earp, which we will all anxiously be awaiting for. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram. I'm LittleMay7789.
I'm at the Katie Wilson. And you can also follow us at Sci-Fi Wire and Sci-Fi Fangirls.
And we'll keep you updated whenever we have new episodes coming out. And we look forward to talking and hearing with you guys. Be sure to tweet us, talk to us. We'll be around. Only for now, not the last time, but for now, remember,
heroes always win.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.